I think the country is in a very precarious situation at present. First of all, because it's quite clear that there are grievances on the part of the workers. By contrast, the government's put itself in a rather weak position by having splurged out so much money on the World Cup and then today saying that there's no money. And I think that is what is inflaming the situation to quite an extent. People say that it can't be a case of no money. We know that FIFA brought in a lot of money and government must have got some of that. So I think there's a real impasse situation that has developed. What is really worrying, I think, though, is the extent of intimidation and violence that has broken out in some places. Not recently, but in the earlier stages of the strike.
Yes, I understand that some workers are actually going to work in disguise as not to be intimidated and intercepted on the way. Have you heard about that?
Yes, that is unfortunately something that's reminiscent of the days when we were told that the people had decided, but only a little group was the ones who knew what the people had decided and were then enforcing their will upon the majority. And I think there's still that tendency within some of the labor organizations that if you're not with us, you're the enemy, and therefore we have a right to inflict on you whatever we feel is justified. It's not a very nice spirit, you know, and coming so soon after the World Cup when there was a very positive spirit throughout the country, throughout the continent, one could say, and to have this coming up now and this real bitterness and fighting and, you know, it's gone beyond, I think, a wage dispute. I think it's now become a power struggle between the political elements in the labor movement and the political elements, of course, in the government, the governing party, the ANC.
What exactly is the South African Catholic Church's position as regards the negotiations between the government and the unions?
Well, our position would be that, you know, the sooner it's the time of year when our final year students, both in university, but especially those who are in high school, are preparing for their exams. And this is a make or break time for them. And to have a strike so disruptive and, you know, it's being done in such a way that it's preventing them even from using their own initiative and getting teachers who are willing to do so to help them to prepare for their final exams. That part is really, really upsetting, I think. But on the other hand, one has a situation where, as I said, the government has spent a lot of money. For it just to say blankly, we haven't got any money, I think that's a real problem.
What would you like to see the government do?
I think, first of all, they have to look really at some of the salaries that the teachers and nurses are being paid. They are, you know, they are described as essential functions. People would say essential functions, especially nurses. But their salaries wouldn't suggest that you're taking their function all that seriously. And so I think, you know, government needs to get back to the negotiating table and has to cut back on other expenses in order to meet these expenses, because I think in many cases they are actually justified. So I think the church's position is, you know, you've got to have fair deals, especially if people are doing essential functions. And at the same time, we would, as church, be condemning the incidents of intimidation, violence, neglect of patients, turning away patients from hospitals, preventing those who want to render service to people in need, preventing them from doing so.
Catholic priests in South Africa have always spoken to their congregations, even during the Mass on Sunday. They've always had words of encouragement or of exhortation for the people in the churches. Is this subject being touched upon by priests in South Africa?
Linda, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what priests would be saying. I'm sure they would be encouraging their people to behave in a good way, for one thing, and to, you know, to use the structures and the instruments that are there for negotiating a fair settlement. I think that's what priests would be advising the people. Whether they be preaching about it is another question. Many of them, I suppose, in cases where the schools in their parishes are affected, would be speaking about what they're experiencing and what they've seen their children and their parents experiencing. I'm sure that would be coming out all right.
Well, yes, this really affects the people, doesn't it?
It does, yes. And the disruption, I mean, parents have to leave their work to go and pick up their children at school because the school has been told it has to close down. It's got nothing to do with the public servants' strike. But because there are teachers there who are employed by the school, by the church in some instances, they're told they have to join the strike whether they are members of the union or not, and whether they've been consulted about the strike or not. The argument is, well, you're going to benefit in the long run, but that's immaterial. You weren't consulted about the strike. Why must you be bound by it now? So there are things like that where, you know, injustice is actually being done on the general population by the strikers. And I think the worst part for me is that the labor union that's at the forefront of this is actually engaged in a power struggle with the ANC rather than on the issue of the salaries.